Hi, everybody. This is Adriana Trigiani. I'm the host of You Are What You Read. I have the privilege of interviewing luminaries of our times about the books that shaped them from childhood until now. We get everybody from Sarah Jessica Parker to Kristen Hanna, Mitch Albom, Susie Essman, Craig Ferguson, Rainn Wilson, Amor Towles, you name it, they come, they share. New episodes of You Are What You Read drop every Tuesday on Apple, Spotify, or any major streaming platform wherever you listen to your podcasts.
My Talk 107.1, Everything Entertainment.
Starts talking. I'm like, why are you just talking to me, girl? Let the whole audience hear you.
I have to turn my mic on. It's better to not have it on than to have it on when you don't want it to be on.
True, because then you just, you know, loose lips, sink ships.
That's right.
Start talking about Oprah accidentally and her boobs. I was talking. Mike's like, what?
Yes, this happens.
I was randomly talking in a break, and there was a clip. There is an old clip.
Okay.
Of Terrence Howard talking about Oprah's breasts.
Okay.
And we used to play that as a clip because it was just, we died. He was like, why are you talking about Oprah's breasts? Long story short, I was referencing that clip in a break once. We were just offhandedly talking to each other, and all you could hear is like me talk about Oprah's breasts. and people were calling in furiously like, your mic is on!
Yes.
Apropos of nothing, I'm talking about Oprah's breasts.
Now.
However, now we are apropos of everything, talking about candy. Why, you ask, Dawn?
Why?
Because I have a question for you. And the question is very simply this. Do you have a favorite candy that doesn't exist anymore? Or a snack, a little treat that you like to put in your mouth that's not available anymore?
Candy cigarettes.
651, that's a good one. 651-641-1071. I came across this story about discontinued candies. And I thought, oh, this will be a fun chat because A, I love candy. Mm-hmm. And B, I know that I am not alone in being mildly obsessed with candy. And whenever you have a favorite and it goes away, well, it just makes you kind of sad. So 651-641-1071, join the conversation. We've already gotten an entry from our good friend and listener, Panda, who says, I can't call in. I sound like a zombie. I don't know why she sounds like a zombie.
Okay.
She says, but I am praying for the day Twizzlers brings back wild berry pull and peel candies.
Oh.
Licorice, I'm assuming. Licorice. You know those, remember those big pull and peels?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Apparently they had a wild berry flavor.
Okay. That hopefully just didn't taste like every other Twizzler, which is...
Yeah, she says no. She says she recently found Twizzler's berry licorice, but it's not the same.
Mmm. Okay.
Have you ever... I don't like those pull and peel.
You know...
Tastes kind of plasticky.
That's what I think, too.
We were talking about licorice not too long ago.
In the prep room one time. Our boss was involved. She had a real strong opinions.
Yeah.
Just saw on this list that there are sugar-free versions of gummy bears.
Yeah, but do you remember the sugar-free gummy bears? Wasn't it causing people to, like, you know...
Come on, just...
There you go. And it was probably more like... We haven't done it in a while. Just embrace it. Wait for it. Yeah, so apparently it would just make you lose control, and so they had to stop making them. And I actually learned that the hard way, because in the olden days, remember, they would have like sugar-free candies, and they whatever they put in them, you were only, it would even say on the package, like, only eat a couple of these because you will
develop
have an emergency reaction.
Yeah.
If you eat too many. And I
had
that
experience.
Was this
like Olestra?
Yeah, basically. Remember the chips? For those of you who are, I don't know, under the age of 40, you may not remember Olestra, but it was this magical ingredient they were going to put in
potato chips
and Doritos and things like that. But they just slid right through you.
Sure did.
Yeah. So they had to take it off the market.
Man.
Anyway, back to candy. Is there a candy? You know, there is a candy that I used to love. And we talked about this, I think, in a previous conversation. You know Good and Plenty, right?
Oh, I love them.
I do love Good and Plenty, but they also had a Good and Fruity. And I, for the life of me, haven't been able to find Good and Fruities.
Okay, so it's not like a Mike and Ike.
Which no, it's literally like the same consistency, the same
with
material.
Candy shell.
that a Good and Plenty has, but it's fruit flavored
and not black licorice.
So it's got that like licorice center and then the candy coating on the outside.
Oh, okay.
Just like the Good and Plenty's, but they're fruit flavored.
Went out of production in 2018.
Well, God.
Yeah. There was another candy I used to love, but they came back. It was the Necco wafers. Those disappeared, like the company shut down.
Oh, God.
I love Necco wafers. I'm an old lady, Dawn. I like old lady candy.
I made a cake once that had the top of it was all Necco wafers.
Really?
It was in the shape of a, like a fish, and it was multicolored for my daughter's
birthday. Oh, that's clever because it would be like little fish scales.
Scales, yeah.
Yeah, that's clever. Mike, are there any candies that you fondly remember? Although I feel like any candy from your childhood probably still exists.
There's one that doesn't, well, at least a version of one that doesn't. I hate being sticky and I hate having like the fingers.
Hold on. Wait,
what?
We didn't know that. You're like, we've talked about this before.
It's one of my biggest pet peeves. Yeah. It's like the biggest pet peeve. I hate being sticky.
Yeah. Things on your hands.
Yeah. Being sticky and having just whatever. I hate that. So I love Butterfingers. Problem is, they leave your hands so sticky.
I know what you're going to say.
The Butterfinger BBs.
Oh,
I remember the BBs. That's not what I thought you were going to say, but talk about the BBs.
The BBs were like these little things. They were even smaller than like the Whoppers, I'd say, or maybe about the same size as
Whoppers.
Have you
ever had Sixlets? Because I think they're about the size of a Sixlet.
Okay.
They're a little bigger than a Sixlet.
But then
were they?
Yeah.
Smaller than a Milk Dud?
Smaller than a Milk Dud.
Yeah. Bigger than a Gobstopper?
Oh, my gosh. Smaller than a Whopper between a Whopper and that other thing you said.
Milk Dud?
Sixlet.
Somewhere in the middle there. But they, the other problem is not only sticky, they get stuck in your teeth. Well, those little round ones, they kind of broke down differently in your mouth because they had the chocolate around them coated that way. And they just,
I bet they came in a bag.
They came in a bag. Loved them.
So you could just shake those into your mouth.
Bart Simpson, I think, used to advertise for them.
Yeah. I would pound several handfuls of those. There was a period where candy companies figured out how to make all of your favorite candies in little balls like that and shoved pounds into bags. Remember?
Yeah.
Remember the just revolutionary experience of having your favorite candy in a like a resealable bag, Dawn, where you didn't just have one and you didn't have to unwrap 100 different candies. You could just mainline, you know, all that sugar.
You know what I love? And it's like, you can still get them, but they're $20. Because they're Japanese wasabi Kit Kat.
Ew. Oh, stop with yourself.
Oh, my God. They're so
good.
You're
disgusting.
They're so good.
Wasabi?
Yes. So they're green on the outside.
Hot mustard,
like those mint ones.
Candy?
It is so good. It's like heat. It's chocolate mixed with wasabi on the outside coating, and then it's a regular Kit Kat. It is really good. Anybody out there, support me.
If you're going
to
Japan,
I would appreciate the support.
Bring her some. What do you mean support you?
That like it's need, good. Like if you.
Oh, I thought you wanted them to actually send you candy. Let's go to Gail. I don't know if she supports your habit of disgusting candy options, but I bet she's got one of her own. Hey, Gail.
Hi.
What candy do you miss, honey?
All right. I loved as a kid Turkish taffy.
Oh, Turkish. Yeah.
And,
delight.
And today it's like Laffy Taffy is supposed to be the remake of the Turkish taffy. It has no comparison. The Turkish taffy I grew up on came in different flavors. I loved the chocolate and vanilla, and it was just a creamy, chewy taffy, and it was wonderful.
All right, so Turkish, I feel like there are no like old-timey candy stores that still make that.
Well, there might be. I think that one big, huge candy store.
Oh, sure, the one down south
of here. Yep. Oh, I can't.
Mr. Bulky's? Oh.
There's something called
outside of Jordan. Yep.
Something called
May
Mr.
have some.
Yes, that is the world's largest candy store.
Yeah. Gail, all right. Gail says Turkish taffy. Thank you, Gail.
You're welcome.
I do love taffy. It has ripped out so many teeth in my head, though, I can't eat it anymore.
Ripped out?
I was on a trip to Canada, and I put a piece of taffy in my mouth and pulled out a whole tooth.
What are you going to do? Go to a Canadian dentist? You have to be in a lottery to do that.
No, yeah, I didn't do that.
Okay.
But
what'd you do? You took the taffy and you stuck your tooth back in.
I just didn't have the tooth until I got back.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Did you swallow your tooth?
No, it just came right out in the can.
Did
the
you
taffy.
Hold on to it?
Yeah.
You kept it?
I put it on a necklace. Let's go to Pam. Pam is on the phone. Pam, take us away from ourselves.
Help.
What candy do you miss, honey?
Can you hear me okay?
We can hear you. Can you hear us?
Yeah, I'm just dying over those Butterfinger BBs. I used to put them in the popcorn at the theater.
Oh, wow.
That was so good. You sprinkled them right in your popcorn and mixed it all together. Oh, my gosh.
That sounds amazing.
So good.
They do have the bites.
I just
now.
Wanted to tell you, I think you might be thinking of Lark's Candy Store down south, that huge one. We discovered one Saturday driving up to Duluth, and it's called Kismet, K-I-S-M-E-T, and it has every old-timey candy you could ever want if you're driving north on 35.
Okay. Kismet Candy Store, it looks like it's in Carlton, Minnesota.
Yeah, Carlton, yep.
Good
it's
to
right
know.
There. Was that right before Hinckley or right after? But everything you guys were talking about, it's all there. It's just... It's a destination everyone has to try at least once.
All right. Okay. Looks like it's just after Cloquet.
Okay. Every toffee, yeah. Every single kind of toffee.
That's also. Good to know. Hey, thanks. We love candy. Thank you, Pam. All right, Mike, you did say something that I was going to mention. You said they have the bites, and those are like the little, like, mini Butterfingers.
Yeah.
They're more Butterfingery than the BBs were, because the BBs were more like... I mean, its own thing.
Mm-hmm. And she described it perfectly. You put it in the butter, in the popcorn, and that was a great way to do it. Yeah. Now the bites don't quite fit in there the right way. You just kind of have to
eat Butterfinger. And you know, so good. Do you ever get to that point in your life where you just start to go, wait a minute, what is a Butterfinger? Like, yeah. What is it?
Yeah, it's like a Chico stick.
Is it peanut butter? Is it, what is it?
Yeah, it's orange. Butterfinger? That
it's
orange stuff.
Orange amazingness.
It's like orange toffee.
It's almost like honeycomb, but it's not honeycomb. Mm-hmm. Like, I love honeycomb, but it's like kind of peanutty, right?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. It's just amazing. Mike, do you like the Butterfinger mashups that they have? You know, there's like Reese's Butterfinger mashup.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
Like the different, mm-hmm. they put the two mix together them, so you get peanut butter and
oh, my
the Butterfinger.
Gosh. I am so behind on the world of candy.
Girl,
I'm
take
going
a trip
to that big candy store. Actually, I can't.
We'll take a trip to Holiday Someday. Or Quick Trip.
Okay. This world's largest candy store in Jordan.
Yep.
I've heard so much about it. It's a great place for a date, I hear. And it's insane. 3,000 varieties of candy sectioned off by type.
From candy to Justin Bieber. Great. This is another uplifting story you're not going to want to hear, but Dawn... is going to tell us why it actually is important when we come back right here on My
Talk website or app.
Hey, My Talkers. Bradley here for my good friends at Boulevard Autoworks, BLVDAutoworks.com. Tom and his team right over in St. Anthony are going to keep your land yacht in good shape. That's your car or your truck or your camper, whatever it is that keeps you having fun on the road this summer. Bring it to Tom and his team at Boulevard Autoworks. Scheduled maintenance, maybe got a weird noise, maybe you just want to make sure your AC is in tip-top shape for the summer. Trust me when I tell you, they're the hometown team, they're the real deal. They're not going to take you for a ride, and that's not hyperbole. I know that because it's where I bring my car. Every time I do, it's so easy. I roll up, drop off my vehicle, they hand me the keys to their courtesy car, I jet off to work, come back, and they've got a full explanation of everything they've done. Usually I get that before I go back. And then I just pick up my car. They run it through the car wash. It looks amazing. Oh, I love the experience of bringing my vehicle into Boulevard. You will, too. Head to BLVDAutoworks.com today. Tell them Bradley sent you.
The Adventures of Bradley and Dawn on My Talk 107.1. Thank you so much for listening. If you missed any of the show, you can go back to our website and listen to the podcast. And please just subscribe. That would be great. We'd love to have you listen to all of the show. Okay, we have to talk about Justin Bieber's dad. I had no idea he was a huge creep. I am shocked at things that he put on social media.
Why are you here?
Oh my gosh. Now, he's deleted these posts, but it is gross. He is, for some reason, bothered by Pride Month.
Oh, okay. Good.
Okay, so he first...
That was being facetious, by the way.
All these crazy alien stories can't be true, can they? Hey, it's Stephen Diener, host of the Unidentified Alien Podcast. And whether you're new to the conversation or have been looking into it for years, you need to check out the fastest growing alien show out there, the Unidentified Alien Podcast, or UAP for short. There's a crazy amount of alien encounter stories out there from all over the world. And the beauty of it is that I bring them all to you and let you decide what you believe. Download and subscribe to UAP on any of the major podcasting platforms. programs. And you can also find it on UAPpodcast.com.
I'm Bradley Trainer,
and I'm Don McClain. We have a podcast called Blinded by the Item.
A blind item is gossip about a celebrity with their name left out. It's a guessing game, and you can play along. The item might be like, this A-list star carries a Birkin bag worth more than the average person's house to the gym to work out.
Pretty sure that's J-Lo.
And P.S. the person behind all of this is Kris Jenner,
LLC. We drop a new episode every weekday so the fun never ends.
Blinded by the Item. Listen wherever you get podcasts and watch us on the Blinded by the Item YouTube channel.
What'd you say?
I said, good. Not good.
Yes. Yes. So he first put up something that said, we need to celebrate families. You know the reason we're all here. The things this generation glorifies is unbelievable. And a rainbow flag that says, don't forget to thank a straight person this month for your existence. Mm. With two peace signs. Excuse me? What? I just like, why? Why?
Yeah.
I don't even know what else to say. He deleted those posts, and then he has this apology, and he said, acknowledging the nuclear family is offensive. My apologies to those offended was not my intent, not that my opinion matters.
I didn't get that part when he said, like, not that my opinion matters. Like, really? What's that mean? Also, well, then I would just ask maybe, and again, I don't follow him, so I didn't know about this until, of course, I saw it as an article,
mm-hmm.
and it came up through my feed, and that's how I came across it. And I thought, what was your intent then? Because it seems like to me, if you're in the public eye,
mm-hmm.
and you say something that, whether you deem it, I mean, I would argue that that's offensive, and at the very least controversial, that were you not expecting a reaction? Because it seems like when you say things like that, you probably want a reaction.
Yeah.
And it's almost like you expected the reaction. And I always wonder if people do those types of things and say those types of things on social media platforms because they want to start a fire on social media.
They want to start a fight. Yeah.
Or a fight. Yeah, yeah. But or just like light a match and walk away. Because I would just say, like, well, what would your intention be other than to have people react negatively, because it's a, you know, it's just a unkind thing to say.
Yeah. It's just does it. I actually didn't even understand what it meant until I thought about it more, because it's just so stupid.
What do you mean?
Well, the first post that got everybody riled up, don't forget to thank a straight person this month for your existence.
Yeah.
I was like, what? Just yeah. any random straight person? But then I figured out, oh, he's talking about your parents who needed to be heterosexual to create you. That's yeah. what he's implying.
Well, that also assumes that your parents were heterosexual, because I would just like to share with you this knowledge.
Yes, please.
Not
go
all
ahead.
Parents are heterosexual.
Thank you.
And not all heterosexuals are parents.
That's right.
It's a math problem, sounds like. Anyway, I always lump this kind of stuff in. You see this very often during Pride Month, and I lump this in with, like, why do you need a parade? Why do you got to have your own month?
Okay.
And I'm like, well, that's a great question. Would you like the answer? Mm-hmm. Let's go have coffee. We'll talk.
That's right. Because
there is an actual answer, and there is an actual reason, right? That people celebrate Pride Month or observe it or whatever it means to them. Because that's the other thing, is it doesn't mean the same thing to everyone. And it gets kind of put in this like weird cookie cutter thing that people just assume, like, oh, Pride Month is this, or a Pride Parade is this, or a Pride Celebration is this. It's like, guess what? People in that community are very different, and it means different things to different people. So if you have questions, why not just ask? Because I bet you'd get some actual answers. And if you really wanted to know the answer, you could probably get better answers by not being a jerk.
Yeah. So. Without, like, yeah. firing shots first.
Yeah.
It's just like, No. This isn't something.
Because it would be like, why you people with kids got a blank? Right? Because, like, I don't have kids.
Yeah.
And I don't always understand why parents do certain things.
Yeah.
So if I want to know, probably best to just ask.
That's right.
A parent and find out. instead of going to Twitter and be like, why you parents got to always do this?
That's right.
Although I probably have done that at some point in my past. Dawn, thank you for sharing.
And you're a celebrity's dad. Sorry. I just had to get that out
Justin
there.
Justin Bieber's
dad. Like, be responsible to your own kid.
Don't put, because then Justin Bieber
has
whatever.
To answer for your dumb ass.
Martha Stewart. She thinks working from home is ruining America.
Okay.
I have a sneaking...
Entertainment.
Hey, My Talkers. Radley here for my friends at Alight. You know Alight, the Twin Cities-based organization that helps folks around the world who are displaced. I want you to do me a favor. Mark your calendars for Wednesday, June 21st. I'm going to be hosting an event with Alight, and we're celebrating World Refugee Day. I would love for you to join us. All too often, refugees and displaced people are portrayed one-dimensionally. Like we were just talking about, if you have questions, if you want to understand people that maybe don't come from the same places we do or have the same experiences we have, the best thing to do is to learn more by being in community with those people, learning as much as we can. And that's exactly what we're going to do on June 21st, 6 p.m. at Quincy Hall in Northeast Minneapolis. I'll be moderating a conversation with the author of an amazing book. Learn more, reserve your spot for our World Refugee Day event by heading to weareallight.org/Bradley. And thank you.
The Adventures of Bradley and Dawn, My Talk 107.1, everything entertainment. There are two people on the show who could be Justin Bieber's parents and one person that couldn't.
Mike is the one that can't.
Yeah.
Theoretically, right? Well, I don't know. How old are you, Mike?
I am 36.
36, and Justin is what? Oh, no, you couldn't do that. It's not appropriate.
No, I don't think so.
Okay.
But Dawn and I'm literally the same age as Justin Bieber's dad. We were just talking about Justin Bieber's dad in the last break, and I was like, it's weird to think that I could have a kid.
That you could have a Justin
that's
Bieber
as old as Justin Bieber.
Yeah. It's 29, by the way.
Jeez, I could have a 29-year-old.
I have a 32-year-old.
Yeah. Well, I was going to say my mom had me when she was 16, so if I had a kid when I was 16, I would have a, what is that, 22-year-old? No. 30?
Yeah.
32-year-old? I could have a 32-year-old child?
I do have a 32. Yes. Yes.
Yeah, but you're a little older than I am.
Oh, just by a little bit.
Yeah. I'm just saying.
Yeah, for sure.
Welcome back to the Adventures of Bradley and Dawn. And now I would like to talk smack about Martha Stewart.
Okay. What's she doing but making cupcakes and
I meant to get audio, but I was so busy getting the audio for Tan Mom because we needed to talk about that story that I didn't get a chance over lunch to get you the Martha Stewart comment from her own lips, but I'm going to tell you what she said on the Today Show. And frankly, I think you're going to have thoughts and feels, especially if you work from home, dear listeners. The 81-year-old, very, very successful businesswoman who just appeared on the cover of Sports Illustrated, appearing on yesterday's Today with Hoda and Jenna, expressed her respect for the grind and the importance in her life of working in person. Quote,
okay.
It's just that my kind of work is very creative and it's very collaborative, and I cannot really stomach another Zoom here, Zoom there. It just doesn't get the work done in the right way. She said, then she goes on to talk about how they had to because of the pandemic. And then Hoda and Jenna, you know, continued the conversation about working from home and how some people do like 3 days on, 2 days off. And she said, I don't agree with it. I just don't. It's frightening because if you read the economic news and I look at what's happening everywhere in the world, a 3 day work week doesn't get the work done, doesn't get the productivity up. It doesn't help with the economy. And I think it's very important. You can't possibly get everything done working 3 days in a week at the office and 2 days remotely. Look at the success of France and their stupid, you know, off for August, blah, blah, blah. That's not a very thriving country. Should America go down the drain because people don't want to go back to work?
Ah, yikes.
What
they said.
That second comment, by the way, was from a previous interview.
Okay.
She was just following up on the interview with...
Oh, I see. They're like, can you talk about this? Okay.
Yeah. So I just thought to myself, wow, Martha, you know, it's not that I don't think Martha is probably in her mind, it doesn't work, right? Because of her business.
She has a company.
From her perspective.
Yeah.
As the leader of a business. But I imagine part of that, let's be kind, is just because of the kind of business she's in. Okay. But at the end of the day, she's also the one running the business.
Yes.
So maybe you would understand the perspective you're giving and the position that you're in, because it sounds very, I don't know,
judgmental. Well, especially since you've been
sounds very
rich.
Harsh when you're the one employing those people, right? And those people are probably like, actually, I do appreciate working from home a couple days a week because I'm allowed to then have a family and get my kids to school or take them to an appointment that I couldn't normally otherwise do. Yeah. And I'm actually very more productive having that flexibility. I don't work from home, so I don't have that firsthand experience. Yeah. I'm just, I don't know, having a little empathy and thinking perhaps a lot of people probably really appreciate the flexibility and the increased productivity from working from home.
Yeah. And sometimes there are so many things that you can get done at more efficiently if you are at home, because the office can be pretty distracting. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You can sort of isolate yourself and, you know, get things done. I think you can be more productive sometimes at home is what I'm saying. And she's been rich for a very long time. And so I don't understand. She can only remember. Does she have kids?
Yes.
Okay. She can only remember a time when she was raising her kids in a completely different world than what we have today. A completely different world.
Yeah, she has a daughter, Alexis.
Okay.
Yeah, well, and she has had a very privileged life. It's not to take anything away from Martha Stewart.
No.
It, you know, like, congratulations, you've been very successful, and you were successful in a very unique way. It's not about your opinion not being valid. It's just, do you really want to be putting that out in the world at this moment when people are struggling because of, you know, the increasing price of everything mm-hmm. and the increasing pressures of trying to, you know, have a family? Again, I say that as a person who loves coming to work every day, would not want to work from home, and is grateful that I have an office to come to.
Yes.
With no children. Like, what I'm saying is I'm just trying to have empathy for all the people who are struggling to make it work.
Yeah.
And her public sentiment just doesn't seem it wouldn't enamor me to her as a, you know, like somebody I'd want to work for.
Absolutely not. Especially if you are trying to raise a family and you have another offer from someone else. Like, actually, this place over here lets me be a hybrid worker.
Yeah.
And I wouldn't have to. You don't have to see me. You know, and that there are a lot of thoughts about that. Like, I need to see people in the office, that management style.
Oh, well, that's not even a management style as much as it is like a mythology, as far as I'm concerned, because we all grew up in that. Well, you and I did specifically. Mm-hmm. I think things are changing. Mike, I'm sure, to a certain point as well. But like, there is this ethic that if you aren't face to face, if you're not doing FaceTime, you're not successful.
Yeah.
Like, you have to put in the FaceTime. Otherwise, you're doing something wrong.
Right.
That is a like cultural, institutional thing in our society, which thankfully, you know, is beginning to change.
Yeah, I would hope so. It's just sort of antiquated, you know, like, how do you know I'm not spending a lot of time doing stupid stuff at work?
Yeah.
You know,
oh,
I mean, I
worked in an office for 8 years
mm-hmm.
and I can't tell you how unproductive myself and other people were for weeks at a time based on the workloads that we had.
Yeah.
You know, and I guarantee you people would be, I can see how people can be far more productive having a hybrid schedule.
Absolutely. And also, does the quality of life of your employees matter to you? Because people that are allowed to work from home, you know, I know that there's some people that don't like it and they would like to be in an office again, but I have just seen that people are so, I mean, the cost of everything, like you said, is astronomical. And, you know, just there's so many things that demand our attention. And so to take a little time to do those things, or not even that, just being in your home and being present there is better than, you know, than being in an office. It just makes them happier.
At the end of the day, it's, you know. Again, this is just what I think is, that's why it sounds so tone deaf. I want to say to Martha, like,
prove it to me that they're not being productive.
Yeah, well, but again, it's like I bet there are people who are unproductive. Great. You know, because every time you bring up a subject like this, somebody who doesn't like, let's say, working from home will say, well, my sister Francine. She's been working at home since the pandemic, and all she does is pretend she's, you know, working from home while she's really at her Pilates class and getting, you know, her food at Whole Foods or having lunch at Whole Foods or something, right? Like, they'll have anecdotes like that, but it's sure. like, but maybe that, maybe Francine was like that before,
yeah.
and she would take afternoon meetings, which really weren't meetings, right?
Right.
Like lazy people are just going to be lazy regardless.
Right.
But there are actual committed, productive people who, with a little bit of flexibility, could maximize their you know, their effectiveness. So I just think, like, I don't know, it just seems kind of tone deaf and old fashioned for somebody like Martha Stewart to say something like that, especially if you're the head of a, you know, international brand.
And could we go back for a minute here? What did she say about France? She said,
oh, she's bitching about France because, of course, you know, right now in France, they're literally tearing down parts of Paris because people are protesting over the fact that they raised the retirement age by 2 years.
Okay.
Yeah. Because the government ran it through in a way that the public was not, you know, happy about. And I'm like, wow, they complained over 2 years from 62 to 64. I would just like to retire before I'm 100.
Right.
Because here in America, we are just, you know, born with this sense of like, if you're not working, you're not doing, you're not being.
I don't feel like I can ever retire. And that's just, that's not like, oh, poor me. I know that a lot of people feel that way.
Oh, you
know?
Yeah.
Just
oh my
because
God,
every... I don't know what the future is going to hold for my health. And things like that. So I want to be, for as long as I can, earning money to support my future when I can't earn money, you know?
Yeah.
I wish I could retire, but that's not in the cards for me because I chose a job that is super fun instead of something that would probably drive me crazy.
Yeah, no. And again, it's just, I think it's a part of our, you know, general American work ethic, which is that if we're not working, we're not, you know, being successful humans. We are not comfortable with not working.
Right.
Which is really not good. Especially when you're on vacation. Especially when you're on vacation and you're like, I just want to relax.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Unfortunately, we can't. It's hard for us to unplug.
Yeah, we don't have a whole month like they do in France.
We do not.
Yeah.
Do you want to hear from Tony Tindillier, who lives in France, who's a My Talker, about this?
Does she have something to say?
She does. She
what
says,
did she say?
Bonjour. Okay, Martha, love her, but dissing France. Hey, working 35 hours a week, which is the French work week, who wouldn't in France? Because people in France do realize that there is a life outside of work. But working with great productivity in France is higher than in the USA. Life is pretty good here, especially with a large pool of engineers driving things. There you go.
Yeah. And again, I think, you know, like, if you love to work, great. It's fine. If you love to work from home, great. Do it. If that works for you, find a job. If you want to work in the office and be there all the time, sign up. Like, telling other people that, like, they're being unproductive just because of where they're working seems really silly.
It is, and it's very out of touch.
Yeah. Well, Martha.
Give me the
sure
program, Martha.
She'll be listening to our podcast, as you dear listeners could, and have thoughts and opinions, and then she'll email us, just like you can, on our show page at mytalk1071.com. But right now, we need to take a break. Why? Because when we come back, Mike is going to spin his big wheel.
Woo!
And where it stops determines the game we're going to play. It's Game Show Roulette when we come back right here on My Talk.
The Adventures of Bradley and Dawn, My Talk 107.1. Thank you for emailing about our topics today. A lot of people emailing us about that topic we just had about Martha Stewart not liking people working from home. So, thank you so much. If you want to listen to our podcast, you can go on our website and anything you miss will be there. But now it's time to play a game.
Time now to play along. It's
Game Show Roulette.
Here's your host, Mike Ganger.
Yay! Yes, we are going to play a little Game Show Roulette today. You know how it works. We spin the wheel and find out what game we're going to play.
Hit
so
it.
Let's
it.
Do that right now.
Spin that wheel.
Ooh. What's it going to be? What's
oh,
it
gosh,
be?
Please.
Yay! We haven't done this in a while.
It's been a little while since we played a little match game, but that's exactly what we're going to do. Match game 16. This is from the newer version of match game. So these questions, just when you're answering, keep that in mind, that they're a little little bit on the newer side. Right. They're not necessarily the old school
1970 answers.
We look for. Exactly.
Right.
Might change some things a little bit. So yes. You guys know how it works. We've got two rounds of questions. I will flip a coin to see who wants to choose A or B. Winner of it will get those two questions. And whoever's leading after the two rounds will get the first guess at the super match. If they match the super match, they'll be the winner. Of course, the person in second will also get a chance at that super match as well. So okay. It's fun. Let's play. Who wants to call in the air?
What are we doing? Heads or tails?
Heads or tails.
I'll call heads.
It is heads.
Wow.
Heads! Would you like A or B? Question A or question B?
My gut is telling me to go for B,
Bob. All right. She's going for B. Are you ready for it?
Yes.
Here we go. Penny's friend is so cheap.
How cheap is she?
There you go. She's so cheap that she has a payphone in her den and a pay meter next to her blank. Again, Penny's friend is so cheap. She's so cheap. She's got a payphone in her den and a pay meter next to her blank.
Her toilet, Bob.
Next to her toilet. Did any of our celebrities say toilet? That's the number one top answer.
Oh, great.
Four of the celebrities said toilet. Nicely done.
Okay. I almost said something else.
What was your other thing you were going to say?
Does it matter? Will it affect
Bradley? It won't affect anything. No, he's not bed. Doing this question. Bed. Okay.
Yeah.
Any other answers?
I would say refrigerator.
We had one bed and one refrigerator to go with four toilets. So good job, guys.
Usually you do need four toilets, depending on what's in the refrigerator.
That's right. Lustra.
All right. So with that, Dawn has the 4-0 lead, but Bradley, of course, hasn't got his question yet. Are you ready for it, Bradley?
Yes, Bob.
All right. Playing some match game today. The Jolly Green Giant held his birthday party last week, and it was a blast. The giant guests all went to the ocean and bobbed for blanks. Again, the Jolly Green Giant held his birthday party last week. It was a blast. The giant guests all went to the ocean and bobbed for blanks.
I don't get this question at all.
The Jolly Green Giant's a giant.
No, I know. Okay. Jolly Green Giant. He's like a vegetable giant, right?
Yes.
So what does a giant bob for?
Need an answer, please.
Peas?
Peas. You're going to go with peas.
I don't know. Like,
did any of our
Jolly Green Giant green beans or something?
Did any of our celebrities say peas? Unfortunately not.
What the hell were they bobbing for?
Dawn?
Okay, my guess is watermelon.
Oh.
Because it's bigger than an apple, which you would normally bob for.
Oh, yeah, your logic is so much better than my logic.
That's not bad, but also wrong.
Okay. Yeah.
Three of the celebrities said sharks.
Okay.
Because it's something that's in the ocean. Yeah.
This is a dumb question. I'm sorry.
And then what else did they say?
Two said whales and one said tuna.
Okay. All right.
So like bobbing for things in the ocean.
The whole idea is that they're giants, so they had to go bobbing in the ocean.
Like, oh, God.
I don't know.
I just think watermelon are grown in the ocean. I just want to be clear.
That's a good, I like that answer.
It's bigger than an apple, and they're giants.
Okay. I don't mind that. Yeah, it's good.
It's fine. It's wrong.
It was worth the same amount of points as
what I got.
That's right. So,
all right. 4-0 after the first round. It's still all right. Anybody can still get her done here. We got plenty of time. Bradley, A or B?
I'm going to go with B, but not really A, Bob, please.
Oh,
thank you, A.
Okay.
See what I did?
Fake out there. Wow.
Yep.
Dumb Dora is so dumb.
How dumb is she?
She went all the way to Paris for a French blank. Dumb Dora is so dumb. She went all the way to Paris for a French blank.
Fry, Bob.
You're going to say fry.
So
did any
good.
Of our celebrities say fry? Two of them did. You got yourself a French fry.
All right.
Nicely done.
Okay, can I...
You want to guess the other answers?
Can I poke a little bit at that?
Yeah.
What about kiss? That was my first answer.
That would have
been the first answer. Three.
Oh.
3 points that one was worth. The three celebrities said kiss. The other one said bulldog.
Oh.
Went to Paris to get a French bulldog.
I almost said
or baguette.
Toast.
A French toast.
No, you would actually go to get a baguette in France.
Okay.
These are French things you can get here. Yes. All right.
It sucks. I know. It sucks.
No, because she's dumb.
Here's...
Uh-huh.
Right? So, like...
Yeah, Dora's not very
smart answer would be she went to France to get a baguette.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right. Now, Don, here's the thing. You can't lose the advantage in the super match. You already have 4 points to Bradley's two, so we know
but
that.
You're
going to
lose it all now because I'm going to take you down. Pew, pew!
We know that going into the final question. Here you go, though. Rocky said, my school was rough. Instead of
How rough was it?
Instead of jumping rope, we jumped blank. Again, Rocky said, my school was so rough. Instead of jumping rope, we jumped blank. Any guess? Again, it's kind of just for fun. This one's
going to
change.
Is?
Well, it's not going to change anything. Okay, you're already going to get to answer first. You've already got the lead.
The electric fence.
The electric fence. That's not a bad answer.
Barbed wire.
Oh, because the
You're
school
go okay. with yeah. electric right. fence.
Yeah.
Any of the celebrities say that?
No.
No, they didn't.
What about barbed wire?
That would have been on there.
Okay. Right.
Two of the celebrities said barbed wire.
What about a car?
Nope.
Jump a car?
Nope.
You got to whip
two,
it.
Two said chains.
Okay, chains.
And then the other two said other students.
Oh, okay. I can see that.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. So there you All go. Right. Okay. We've got Don with four, Bradley with two. That means we're heading on to the super match, and Don gets to answer this question
super match.
First.
Okay.
All right. So again, this is super match. It's the end of the game. It's just one word, and then you fill in the blank. And after Don gives her answer, then Bradley will have a chance to answer as well. Whoever answer is higher on the board, we've got a $500, a $250, and a $100 answer.
Okay.
Here we go, Don. You're answering first to this one. Flee blank. Flea blank.
Flea circus, Bob.
Flea circus. Bradley, you have the opportunity to answer that same one. Flea blank.
Bag.
Bag. All right. Let's see who is going to be the winner today. Let's start at the top answer. This
okay.
is the $500 answer. Neither of you got this one. Flea market.
Oh!
Flea market. The top
Montgomery.
Answer.
Yeah.
The second one. For $250, flea collar.
Yeah, I just thought of that after.
Flea collar, which means if one of the two you said is on the board here, that's going to be our winner.
Well, it's not going to be flea.
It's not going to be both of them.
I don't know.
Is it flea bag circus. Or is it flea circus? The $100 answer is flea circus.
Oh, Don!
You're the winner, Don. Congratulations. Market, collar, and circus.
Okay.
Market, collar, and circus.
Flea circus is such an old term. I thought
anything
maybe...
Anything with fleas is really...
Yeah.
Ticks are where it's at.
Apparently here.
On our
Just
boss.
Bring your ticks to work.
On our co-host. Oh, God, I'm getting itchy.
That's right. You're listening to my tick 107.
Oh, God, don't say it. I walked the dog this morning, and I just kept thinking, no ticks. Want any ticks.
No ticks, big whammies, no big money, no ticks, and stop.
Stop!
What's coming up next?
Not this.
Yeah.
That. Lori and Julia. And guess what? They're live today. I should say on location.
Oh, right.
Yeah, not here. So,